want to know who made her feel like that.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel, though, like, I want to know who hurt her, but also in a way, like, want them to continue her to
hurt
her?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My guest on today's episode of New Music We Love is one of my favourite. I keep calling you girls a new girl group, but you're not that new anymore, but you are a girl group.
Yeah, we're pretty new.
You're a girl group. And no better week for them to be on than the release of the lead single from the Charlie's Angels soundtrack. And we're going to talk in a bit about who's going to take which position in Charlie's Angels. But Four of Diamonds, girls, hi.
Hi.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope we've made you happy with pastries and fruit.
Absolutely.
Demolish the food selection.
I've never seen people eat so much fruit. I'm actually so happy. You girls must be so healthy.
Well,
I guess you could say that.
Yeah, then we go on your Instagram and see the McDonald's picture.
Oh, you saw that last night.
So we're going to talk about a load of new music on today's podcast. But first, this is like the obligatory question is, what have you guys been up to? You seem like you've been really, really, really busy.
Do you know what? We've just had an amazing summer, haven't we? We've done like loads of festivals. It's been our first real year of doing like a big round of festivals. So it's been so much fun. I feel like we've travelled the UK quite a bit. Yeah. But just had the best summer. It's been really good.
Amazing. And you've been teasing some new music as well. More specifically, actually, you've not really been teasing some new music. You've been teasing some new music videos and for people to star in your videos.
Yes.
So you've been filming some stuff. How's that been going?
Very exciting. It's something very different that's coming. And it's coming very soon.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't want to say too much because I'm always the one that will open my mouth and spill the beans.
Spoiler.
That's fine. So we're going to talk about this Charlie's Angels track soon. But as I said before, it's the perfect week for you to be here because I think you girls represent girl power so much in all your music.
Yes.
So this is such a broad question. This could be like a dissertation at university. But what do you think girl power in music means nowadays? Like, what do you think the world needs? Girl power music.
I think, you know, we've got this big feminism movement going on, and I think within the music industry it's about supporting each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's trying to make it. There's a lot of female solo artists out there, and, you know, it's difficult for us as a group as well to break through. So I think it's about just supporting each other and, you know, listening to each other's stuff.
Yeah.
I think embracing your individuality
as
a woman, because I think in general people are so different, but as women, everyone is just so different and so unique. And I think it's really important to, especially when you're in a position where you've got a bit of a following or you have a responsibility, to make sure that everyone knows it's fine to be however you are, to be different, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I think this whole movement is amazing because it's teaching girls to love girls again, whereas in a world where Instagram and like social media is so heavy and girls became like comparing themselves and a bit bitter, like it's teaching us to all love and appreciate women again and not have to compare yourself. I think it's really good.
Amazing. Well, let's talk about this new track then. So it's Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus and Lana Del Rey. It's called Don't Call Me Angel, and it's the lead song from the Charlie's Angels soundtrack, which has been co-executive produced by Ariana Grande.
I mean, the queen herself.
So I feel like Wikipedia.
You're like a brainy dictionary.
Yes. I don't know what I think about that phrase. What did you think about the song?
Unreal. I love how different all of their voices are, but yet they complement each other.
It's so true.
And it's just so catchy. It's a proper pop tune. It's just a banger, really. I'm obsessed. Yeah. It's been added into my favourite playlist already. I feel like it's going to be everywhere.
And the three icons that are on the track, like Lana Del Rey, Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Did anyone see Miley Cyrus in that Black Mirror episode?
Yes.
I know this is a bit off
I've
topic.
Not watched it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm the only one.
I did not realise how good of an actress. Like, obviously, I know she's been an actress her whole life, but that was just incredible. Like, that episode, I was like, oh, my gosh. But that's an example of another woman that, like, can do everything. Yeah. Like, she's like an inspiration for a lot of people, isn't she?
And we did Manchester Pride with Ariana headlining like a couple of weeks ago, and I just have a newfound respect for her because she literally is as good live as she sounds on the radio, guys. It's legit. I was watching, like, surely she's not going to be able to sound this good, but no, she probably sounds better live because you're just like, wow, okay.
Did you see her at the O2 when she was here?
I didn't. I think we were away, weren't we, when she was on, so we didn't get a chance to go.
Our manager went, though. She's lucky. She got to go.
What interested me about this song when I first, because they announced it a while ago. So these three artists, like, if you were going to say put together a female solo artist supergroup, I wouldn't pair these three together. That's kind of what makes the song work. But I would have gone, like, just off the top of my head, Ariana, maybe Dua Lipa. They all kind of revolve in the same world. Maybe Miley, or maybe this is a really hard one, actually.
Rihanna.
Oh my god.
Rita. Yes. That's a good shout. But these three, so, like, female solo artists, they're so different. Ariana is obviously, like, the pop princess of the world. Miley is much more like grunge, and Lana is more like dreamy in that.
That's such a good way of describing.
Complete opposite.
Well, there's my literacy GCSE getting to practice. But
not just a Wikipedia.
Lana, though, is one of those artists. I wonder if you girls have these artists that I don't believe she's actually real, like, because she creates such a world.
Yeah,
but, like,
it's true.
How, I can't place her. I think we said this on a when her album came out last week or the week before on this podcast. I can't imagine her in Tesco's doing the weekly shop.
That's so true.
Like, we settled
it's
last...
It's like she floats.
Yeah. She's like a fairy. She's Mary Poppins.
She's very mysterious.
We settled that maybe we could see her in Waitrose.
M&S, darling.
Yes. It would be an Ocado van delivery to the house.
To be honest, guys, I've started having my shopping delivered, and it does change your life.
I told you that this when we lived together.
It changes your life.
Waitrose delivery.
No more, like, searching around the aisles for this one thing you need. You just type it in.
Until
it's great.
It comes and they don't have what you
ordered. That's what I can deal with. Yeah.
Wait, there's a trick, guys. So I don't want this... Don't want to incriminate myself or anybody that I live with, but with certain supermarkets, when they deliver it, if they get something wrong or slightly out of date or a substitute, you can get a refund but still keep the product.
My life has been a lie because last time they didn't let me keep it.
No. If you insist hard, like, what they're going to do if it goes out of date tomorrow, and they'll let you keep it if you push yourself hard. If you push yourself hard.
Well.
So. Anyway, moving on from supermarket shops. Yes. So that was Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, Lana Del Rey.
Banger.
Halsey, Graveyard. This is from Halsey's third album, which is coming out. We actually don't know when, but it's available for pre-order now. It's called Manic. That's very close with my guesses earlier. It's her third album. The artwork actually is a little bit... like, it's not like we've ever seen Halsey before.
She is
a little bit manic in the photo.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely stunning.
It's like art.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily like...
It's abstract, darling.
Yeah, yeah. It's really abstract. I love it.
Very fashion week. So the song, I think, follows in similar footsteps of Halsey's previous few tracks. Obviously, Nightmare was a lot heavier, and this song definitely has that grunge element to it. But also, Without Me was a bit more pop with a bit of angst. Yeah. And I think Graveyard follows suit in that. What do you guys think of it?
I think it's a good compliment. Like, it complements the rest of her stuff, but it's slightly different.
Yeah.
So it's like a nice little...
I think that although it's like a bit grungy, it still so feel good.
And it's really catchy. I've got the chorus in my head. So good. It's got a great beat. I think I'm obsessed.
I think she can do no wrong a little bit. She's just one of those artists at the moment that I think whatever she puts out,
it's gonna be gonna
love it. Like, she's a bit of a...
And actually, I've been seeing her all over the London Underground on the DKNY campaign. She's everywhere and she looks fantastic.
And
so good for her.
And she's on Post Malone's new album as well.
Yes.
Ooh. I love that new album.
Halsey, this is amazing.
She's actually, I thought when you were going to say we've been seeing her all over the London Underground, she does spend a lot of time in London.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Like, oh,
not literally. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to bump into her on the Underground. The like, hey, babes.
Yeah.
But no, literally been seeing, like, there was like a whole tunnel. I can't remember what station I was in, but there was a whole tunnel of Halsey and she just looked insane.
Wow.
Good.
That's
for
a bit
her.
Intense, actually.
DKNY, yeah. Great campaign.
Mm. Yeah.
She's very different looking, but I think she's very like beautiful. Like she's quirky. Yeah.
Mm. She embraces her individuality.
Yeah, yeah. I think that makes her like stand out.
This is like a makeup campaign brainstorm meeting right now. Yeah. She embraces her individuality.
She stands out.
Yeah. Let's talk about one of the couple of new albums that's been released today. Sam Fender, his new album Hypersonic Missiles came out. Mm. And we had a fan of Call Me Lover. Who was it?
Oh, I'm a massive fan. Yes. This is literally right up my street. I'm a big fan of like male singer-songwriters. But I feel like his voice is like a mix between James Bay and Lewis Capaldi. It's like incredible. And I actually saw the other day Ant and Dec tweeted him, really? And they were like, I feel like he's the best artist to come. It was like, I think this is the best album to come from a Geordie artist since. And they made a joke about their album. I think it was their album, Psych. Yeah, he's Geordie. I didn't know this until I saw the tweet. Me and, you know, following Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
No, but he's just great. I'm really excited. I've only listened to that song, actually, but I'm really excited to listen to the whole album later today.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be one of those moments, like, I knew about Sam Fender before he was signed and, like, really been ahead of the game on this one.
Good. But has he been going for a while? Because I'm intrigued. I haven't really heard much about him until this sort of big hype around the album.
Yeah. Well, when he got signed, I remember, because he'd had a couple of songs out, I think, down. He's had Play God was his first single, which came out in 2017.
Okay.
Which he first released independently before he got signed. Nice. And that was like, oh, like something's really different here.
Mm.
What I think is quite refreshing, though, is having he's like an indie rock artist in 2019 doing well.
Wasn't he the Brits Critics' Choice this year? Because I remember Lewis Capaldi was posting all these memes of him like at the Brits giving him like side eye, but it was really funny.
He was the Brits Critics' Choice this year. Well,
I knew
done.
It.
Well,
see, yeah. I need to be more confident in my knowledge. He was. Good for him.
Good for him, indeed. Well, let's talk about another album that's come out, a soundtrack this time, the Top Boy soundtrack.
Oh, yes.
So Top Boy, we're going to try to summarise this for anybody who doesn't know. It was a TV series, which did we settle it was on the BBC?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
It's and so good.
Iconic, but then it got cancelled after like two seasons.
Yeah.
And now sad. Drake, of all people, has brought it back.
Wow.
And it's now on Netflix, and they've done a soundtrack with it, which features basically everybody in UK kind of rap and R&B at the moment. Obviously, Drake's on there. He's got a bonus track called Behind Bars. Mm. There's a new song from Dave, Fredo.
I
was going to say, it's nice to hear Drake actually, like, properly rapping on that song.
Well, I feel like he sounds like he's from the UK.
Yeah, he does.
He's changed his American twang. Yeah, for the song.
It's the flow. It could be like H. It could be anyone.
Yeah. And the way he's pronouncing his words,
it's
even.
Proper, it's English.
He's got, you noticed there's a song on Young Thug's album, new album, and it's called Sup Mate with Future.
Oh no.
And it's like this British thing is like catching on with the American rappers.
Yeah, get with the Brits.
Yeah.
I've just not heard Drake like that in a while. Like, it's so different to his latest album.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do we have any song favourites other than Drake?
The Popcorn one for me.
Popcorn, which is Billions. Yes. Featuring Quader.
I'd never heard of this Quader before, but I love this song, so I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah. What do you like about the song?
To be honest, I love Popcorn. Like, I love all his music.
Yeah.
I just love his vibe.
That's the Dutty Wand.
Mate, that's you. You've got the bassy for that. But I don't know. There's something about his music that just makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I think it's because it's like island vibes.
Yeah.
Even in the winter, it might not be summertime.
Feel
but
like
everyone
you could
wants,
be on a beach.
Yeah. And I like that it's kind of brought, because this soundtrack is amazing, but it is quite like grimy and a lot of rap, whereas this song lifts it up a little bit, I think. Yeah. So I think that's why I like it.
Any other favourites?
I feel like AJ Tracy's just having a bit of a moment at the moment, isn't he, with Oh my God, what's the name Labyrinth of the song? Rose. Yes! I was like, I can hear this song in my head, I just couldn't think of the name.
It's you Elastic. See Georgie Smith came out with him at Glastonbury.
Oh, that's amazing. God, yeah. Yes. Just definitely sick. Having his moment. Like, yeah. That's blowing.
Amazing. Let's play one of our games, ooh, which is 5 tracks in 100 seconds. Okay. I'm going to put in a 100-second timer on my phone.
Okay.
And we have to talk about 5 songs in 100 seconds. So the way we'll do it is I'll throw a song into the circle, yeah, and we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Every time I say that, it sounds a little bit more culty every time. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. And let's go. Nina Nesbitt, she's got a new song out called Black and Blue.
Just love Nina Nesbitt. Yeah.
We smashed it right now.
Yeah, and we met her recently, didn't we? At
the Big Festival?
Yeah. She's really that girl nice. Looks beautiful, that makeup on. Can I just say she's
there? But love the song. It's such a Nina song. It's very like easy listening. The lyrics are amazing, actually. Very relatable.
Yeah, and I love Nina Nesbitt as well. She's, as you said, so nice and the music's so good.
Yeah.
And refreshing. Next one then, Charlie Puth, Mother. This is the second new song he's released in a few weeks. Lead single from his upcoming album. Charlie Puth, fun fact.
Okay.
He apparently writes music and sings it in a key that's the easiest key for everybody to sing along to.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's very scientific about music.
Wow.
That's very clever, though.
That's great.
What a way to get people to sing along to music.
Yeah, apparently that's, like, because it is a strange key that I've never really heard anybody singing before. And apparently he does it because it's the easiest key for people to sing along to.
That's amazing. Go so Charlie Puth.
I love his music. I can't wait for the new album.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear.
Like butter. Yeah. It's so smooth.
Not margarine.
No butter.
Wretch 3-2, Spin Around.
This is a proper party tune. Like, this is when you're in the club, you've had a few drinks. Like,
and you're ready to party.
I love this song.
Do you remember we met him in one of our first studio sessions?
We were so starstruck.
He was in the kitchen and we were sat there eating our little packed lunches in our Tupperwares. And we were like, oh my God, it's Wretch 3-2, quick, send a picture to my family.
Yeah, taking slightly pictures because we were too nervous to go say hi. Yeah.
Guys, we failed so badly.
Wow.
We got to do 3 songs.
Four
that we is the worst we've ever done.
How many songs did we do?
3.
Oh wow. Wow.
That's not even a good attempt. Well,
we talked too much.
The other two, very briefly, were Lil Nas X, Panini, the DaBaby remix. I said
can
that
do
so
no wrong.
Wrong
right now.
I said,
no,
you said that right.
No, I feel like I said like DaBaby.
DaBaby.
I think you're right.
Okay, thank you for boosting my confidence.
Well, actually, if you're not, I don't
know. Have you seen the music video for Panini? It's amazing. It's very futuristic.
Yeah.
Did you see his VMAs performance?
I did see that.
Yes, that was cool.
He was in a whole like space suit.
Oh, stop.
He looked sick, though.
Oh, and he cried.
It's like he doesn't care.
You
would not normally see, like, a rapper or... I know he doesn't... I can't really tell. Singer, rapper.
It's somewhere in between.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't really feel like you'd see them dressed in a spacesuit with a whole load of dancers around them.
It's just so different.
And I think what's interesting about him and this song is that he's proving that he doesn't have to be a one-hit wonder. Because that was, I think, what everybody was like, this is going to be.
Yeah, Old Town Road. It was like, so big.
Yeah.
And came out at Wireless with Cardi B, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
I forgot about that.
His performance skills, like, he can perform.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk about Cardi B in a second, actually, because I've got a related note.
Oh.
The last one that we're going to talk about very briefly was Fall Out Boy. So they've announced a tour with Weezer and Green Day, and they've all released new music this week. But the Fall Out Boy one is called Dear Future Self, in brackets, Hands Up, because I feel like that is, I feel like you could make a generator of a Fall Out Boy song, and that basically ticks all the boxes.
Yeah.
But it features Wyclef
Jean,
which we were talking about earlier, is an interesting collaboration.
Hey, this is Kylie. You're listening to New Music We Love.
Brilliant. Well, talking about Cardi B, I want to go off of music for a second and go on to...
I know what you're
going
to say.
What?
Hustlers.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
I can't wait.
So I went to a screening this week.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing.
Did you get good seats for that one?
I got much better seats, actually. But it's really good. And it's got Lizzo in it as well, who's Woman of the Year. But what it made me think of... great tie in here, was your single Walk Away. Because
I mean, the only actual connection I could come up with in my head is the money.
I mean, Walkaway should definitely have made it on Tusslers. Great theme tune.
There isn't...
I don't know if you can have, like, pole dancers and strippers and then say, they tell me I'm a slave to the money, but I'm not.
I don't know if it was a missed opportunity. I don't know what remember what the soundtrack was like. It didn't stick out to me if there was anything. Really. So don't worry, girls. It wasn't like it was a missed
iconic
thing.
Lineup, though, in
Yes. Oh, my God.
Jennifer Lopez.
In genuinely one of my, controversial statement, I'm not a massive fan of Jennifer Lopez's acting. Okay. I watched what is it called?
I used to love all the
Monster
films.
In Law.
Monster
Lady
in Law.
Manhattan.
The first time I did not like that film. I was like, this is strange. Like I had to fake like it for someone, but like I didn't actually like it. I was like 30 minutes in, I was like, I completely understand the plot line. Like I don't have to watch this forever.
Yeah, it is an easy watch. I do agree, but I just love her, so I love the film.
But this is one of my favourite of her acting roles. Who else is in it? Kiki Palmer's amazing.
Yeah, she is insane, Kiki Palmer. Yeah. I feel like her personality is just so, like, you want to be her friend.
Yeah.
Like, when you see videos of her, unreal.
Who else? The girl from Riverdale, Lily Reinhart, who I love.
Oh, okay.
She's in it. Obviously, Cardi, Lizzo, and Constance Wu as well, who plays the main role. And what's so... like interesting about it is that it makes you feel, I feel like we should have been paid to talk about this, makes you feel like not bad or sorry, but like you are on the side of both the strippers and the people that con people out of millions of pounds.
Yeah,
which I never really thought would be like an angle that I would take in life, but
it's interesting that it makes you feel like that.
Yeah. It really does. Like when I'm not going to spoil the end, but when something happens to all of them at the end, you are like, oh no, like, no, I wanted you guys to like keep doing this. So
even though they're really like
even though they're criminals.
Okay.
So
ooh.
But let's talk about Walkaway for a second. Because we've not spoken about that yet. So my interpretation of the song, as I've written down here, is that you're singing about being screwed over by someone who's saying all these nasty things to you and you just walk away. Was I right or was I wrong?
I think in the song we are talking about a person, but you can generalize it to just anything in life that isn't good for you. You just need to have the strength to walk away from it, and it's not always the easiest thing to do.
I think it can be like you can objectify things in the song as well, like tell me I'm a slave to the money, but I'm not. Like it doesn't have to be about a person, like Laura said. It can be about money, it can be about anything.
Yeah,
it'd be a fun concept for us because it was the first song that I think it wasn't obviously about just a relationship.
So you've released a series of songs, you've got a lot of new music coming out as well.
Yes.
Have you recorded these songs in order? If not, how do you decide like the order of the songs, how they're going to be released?
That's a really good question.
I do try.
It's random, isn't it though? We don't have an order. I feel like we have our favorites, so and sometimes like Walkaway was one of our favorites, so we agreed we weren't going to release that straight away. We were going to hold off and then drop it like around summer.
Yeah,
we did, and we've got a few other favorites that probably could come until next year.
I think it's hard because we obviously want to release, we want everyone to hear what we've done and what we've got
in the
works, but it's hard because like we can't just give all of the best.
I know. Some of the songs that we've literally got lined up in our release plan, we recorded like over 2 years ago, and we've just been waiting like come on
updating it
changing it bit by bit.
Well, let's talk about some more new music then, because the first new track I want to talk about actually is from Gracie, who you guys have worked with before.
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
And she's amazing. If our listeners at home don't know who she is, she's a songwriter. She's got this massive track at the moment that she wrote for Tiesto, Jonas Blue and Rita Ora.
Yeah, Ritual.
Yeah, which is a banger. But she's got this new single out called Easy For You. Interesting because your girl's music is very uplifting pop, and obviously that Jonas Blue and Tiesto and Rita Ora song is like just a club banger, but her own music is so devastating. Like
I want to know who made her feel like that.
Do you ever feel though like I want to know who hurt her, but also in a way like want them to continue hurting her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love it. I think this it's like telling a story. Like, yeah. I love the lyrics and this reference to the ex-boyfriend and what he did before and how she should have learnt about it. She's a great songwriter and she's so much fun, isn't she?
And her vocals are just amazing.
Yeah. Mm. There's been another big album that has come out. Charlie XCX's new album called Charlie. This has been so like long awaited by fans. She released some EPs and she's been busy, but her last full-length album was not even technically a full album. It was Pop 2, which was 10 tracks compared to this one, which is 15.
Wow.
This has lots of songs that she's released as singles. 1999 with Troye Sivan, Blame It On Your Love with Lizzo. She's got a follow-up on this to 1999 called 2099, featuring Troye Sivan. Do you girls have any favourites of the album?
I just love 1999.
With Troye Sivan. Yeah,
that's my favourite.
Yeah, Troye's amazing. Kim Petras and Tommy Cash called Click. Yes.
I love them. I think it's so cool. That's a perfect word for it. Cool. And is it Tommy?
Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really adds something cool to the song. Yeah. Like his voice. He reminds me of someone, but I can't put my finger on it. But I just think it's such a good song.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think Blame It On Your Love featuring Lizzo is just an amazing collaboration. I don't know, with Charlie XCX, sometimes I'm a bit hit or miss with her older music. Like, she's got these, you kind of forget how many massive songs she's actually got.
Wasn't it her first, big one was Boom Clap?
Yeah.
And it was in a film, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then
it just caught on. And
it was in, was it The 14 Hour Stars, I think?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I love that film. Yeah, she's got all of these songs, Girls.
She's got Boys
as well, which had every famous guy in the music video.
Such a good idea.
Yeah, and she's doing O2 Academy Brixton on October 31st.
Amazing.
As well.
Oh, Halloween.
Yes.
That's going to be a good one.
That'll be scary.
Yeah.
amazing. Well, we've gotten through so much music. We know you've got lots of new music coming up.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting. And you suggested sooner than people may think new music coming.
Yes, keep your eyes peeled. That's all we can say.
Well, every week I ask a final question, which is something connected to the music that's been released this week. So we've had the Top Boy soundtrack this week, but also a lot of albums. So we've spoken about a lot of music. Which song released this week would you want included on the soundtrack to your life?
I think I know which one.
So just a reminder, we've heard new music from Ariana Grande with Miley Cyrus and Lana Del Rey, Halsey, Sam Fender, AJ Tracy, Popcorn, Charlie XCX, Gracie, Nina Nesbitt, Charlie Puth, Wretch 3-2, Lil Nas X and Fall Out Boy.
This is really hard.
Oh,
go on.
Ooh.
Oh, I know what you're
going to
say. I think you're
going to
say what I
was
going
to
say.
Really? I was going to say that Ariana Miley.
Same! And that's what I was going to say.
I feel like there's a time in a woman's life where you stop being a girl and become a woman, and that don't call me angel. That's a bit like, no, I'm not a little girl anymore. I mean, that's how I listen to it.
I think that's
like a grown up song. I'm a grown up now.
We're in a girl band as well. We have our own version of Charlie.
Yeah.
It's quite an appropriate song.
It's we're strong. And you can see, I saw a little tiny clip of Miley in the video and she's literally in a boxing ring with going at the camera. So yeah.
I would go for Call Me Lover by Sam Fender because it's a cry for help for me.
Anyway, my God.
That was so dark.
Jeez.
It's just so lonely over here.
On that bright Friday note.
Yes. Well, Four of Diamonds, thank you so much.
Thank you.